Imagine scrolling through your favorite social media platform and seeing posts spreading harmful misinformation or inciting violence. Now, think about how these unchecked messages could influence someone vulnerable to manipulation. This is not just a hypothetical, it's happening every day. Harmful misinformation and hate speech are rapidly spreading online, causing real-world consequences. Hi, I'm Parker Peavy, and today I'm diving into why stricter content moderation policies are essential for making our online spaces safer and more reliable. This isn't about censorship, it's about accountability and creating an environment where everyone can engage without fear or harm. Harmful misinformation spreads rapidly online with devastating effects. For instance, during the COVID-19 pandemic, misinformation led to vaccine hesitancy and unnecessary deaths. A study by the Center for Countering Digital Hate found that just 12 accounts were responsible for 65% of this misinformation, yet those accounts remained active for months. This highlights a critical gap in content moderation. Hate speech also thrives online. It's not just words. It leads to real harm. Individuals targeted by hate speech suffer from mental health issues and physical attacks. Worse, it radicalizes individuals, fueling real-world violence. As the Council on Foreign Relations explains, global comparisons show a clear link between unchecked hate speech online and societal harm. From this course, I've learned the importance of critically evaluating the media we consume. Knowing how misinformation spreads gives us tools to fight it, but it also underscores the need for systematic solutions. The answer is clear. Stricter content moderation policies. Platforms need real-time fact-checking systems and consistent enforcement of community guidelines. AI-driven tools supported by human reviewers can identify and remove harmful content more efficiently. Tech companies must also be transparent about their moderation practices and collaborate with experts to address these issues. Government has a role too. Passing laws that hold platforms accountable for hosting harmful content will incentivize change. Without these measures, the status quo will persist, and so will its harmful consequences. A key takeaway from this course is that ethical communication involves creating spaces where truth can thrive. Content moderation isn't just about removing harmful content. It's about fostering trust and constructive dialogue online. Imagine a digital world where discussions are respectful, users feel safe, and misinformation doesn't erode trust in our institutions. It's a space where we can share ideas without fear of hate or manipulation. On the flip side, failing to act means continuing to see the harmful effects of online misinformation and hate speech, divided communities, eroded democracy, and ongoing public safety risks. From this course, I've learned how to use tools like Monroe's motivated sequence to advocate effectively. This approach helps present a problem, solution, and vision for change in a compelling way, something vital for this discussion. So, what can you do? Advocate for stricter content moderation by holding platforms accountable. Report harmful content when you see it and share verified information. Together, we can push for a safer, more reliable online environment. Let's not wait until it's too late. Let's act now to ensure our digital spaces reflect the best of us, not the worst. Thank you for listening. Once again, my name is Parker Peavy. I hope you enjoyed.